Chag HaSukkos Tovshin Pei Aleph. The Yom Tov of Sukkos is about the part of a series of the Shalosh Regalim, but it's also separately and it's connected part of a series of the Yom Neiroyim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. We'll focus on the connection taka of the Yom Neiroyim, the aspect of Sukkos. The Sforim writers, Vasemes, and others, that the same way after the Chet HaEgel, after the Kapar, and after the Tshuva of the Luchos Shniyos on Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to express the Tikkun of the Chet HaEgel, gave the Yidin, Klal Yisrael, the Mishkan, a Mokoy Moishav of the Shechina, in a Gashmi Yistika Oifin, that the Shechina becomes Metzumtzum to a Mokoy of Mishkan. Similarly, that's the parallel of Sukkos, that after Yom Kippur, the Eibishter gives us a Mishkan, a Mokoyim of the Ashras HaShechina. We know the Mishnah says in Tainis that Yoredu Geshomim in Sukkos, it's a Simen Kalala, and it says it's a Moshe Le'evit Shebo Limzoig L'Raboy V'Shofach Lo'Kitoin Alponov. Pashtus, we think it means the Evit is coming to bring wine to the Raboy, and the Raboy throws the wine at him. But the Groy explains it's not wine. It says Moshe Le'evit Shebo Limzoig L'Raboy. We know that wine in the times of Chazal, there was a thick, syrupy red wine, and it had to be mozug with three times more of mayim. So the pshat is the yayin, which is red, that's the midas adin. And on Yom Kippur, we talk to have the yayin chai, the midas adin. And then afterwards, with the mayim of Sukkos, we want to be moizig it with the midas harachamim. And the evid is bo limzoig l'raboy, he wants to bring water to be moizig the yayin, and it's shafach lekitan alponov, the odoin throws the water away, doesn't accept the water, memela he's left with the thick wine, with the midas adin, with the power of midas adin. What we need is that he should accept the water in order to be moizigit, to make a mizig of the rachamim tadin. After Sukkos Avada, the mashal, after Yom Kippur, the mashal always is like a baby that's born early. You need to put him in an incubator. You need to be totally surrounded in a sterile environment. How much more we can understand this during and hopefully eventually after Corona, that we have to sometimes be in a sterile, separated, cordoned off section where we go in and we say, no, nothing, the Schlechte Sach doesn't come in over here. That's why there's a remez, Vayoymer Hashem Solachti Kidvarecha is Rosh HaTevis Sukkah. For this Rosh HaTevis, Hashem is with the hey, Hashem, not the Yud, but Vayoymer Hashem Solachti Kidvarecha is Rosh HaTevis Sukkah. That after the Slicha, we take go into this sterile, secure situation of Sukkah. Tzila dehimnusa. On the other hand, we know there's a memra that they say that a ganze mensch can go into the sukkah, afilu mit the shtivel, even with his boots, even with his shoes, with the mud on it, mekengen arayim. Ulai, you can say a chiddush. We know that Reb Chaim Ivolozhin says that by Moshe Rabbeinu, by the snare, when it says shal na'olecha me'al raglecha, he explains that the na'al, the guf of a person is the na'al. Be'emes the neshama is roishem megiyah shemayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare was on such a darga that Hashem is telling him shal na'olecha, separate yourself from the guf. But the na'al upon him represents the guf. So that's what it means, that even the boots, even the shoes can go into the sukkah. It's being madgish that even the guf of the person with his ganzer ramach ivorim can go into the sukkah. Sukkah we know is Shmoysef Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Gematria 91. It Be'etzem has in the inner letters is Chavav is 26. And the outer letters are Samach Hei, which is of Hashem Adnos. Together it's the full shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei with Adnos. And then it's a sukkah. But it's a Meir Gazach. We know the Gabi Hilcha Sukkah, if you go through the Lomdis and all the Pratei Dinim of the Schach and Lovud and the Tfonis, if the sukkah is oizka halten in the Gedorim, the Shir of the Tfachim, the Amis, how much? Then it's a sukkah. Then it's Tzila de Himnusa. Then it's Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if Alpiyad Nekuda in Diktuk Halacha, it's not a sukkah. It's Epis. It's only 9.5 Tfachim. It's a drop more than 20 Amis. There's something wrong with the Doifin. The Lovud is not oizka halten with the Shir. So then fuck, it's garnished. It's garnished. It's a hut. The difference, the shinoi that could be, it's a mashu. They say this by so many other things also, but that it's a diktuk asayra, the difference in chametz and matzah, ledugma. Oh, but by sukkah also, you have to chab that this that you want, that the sukkah should be a sukkah, and it's shmoy shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a shmira, and it's tzila demnusa. It has to be a sukkah, bediktuk halocha, mamish to the last prat. If it's a felt a prat in the sukkah, then it's not a sukkah. Nishkan sukkah, sukkah is a sukkah. The pasuk that Chazal say as a remez for Sukkis, the pasuk says, "Yimtzaeyu be'eretz midbar uvesoyu yilel yishimoin yisoyvevenhu yivoynenehu yitzrenu ki'ishan enoi." Rashi over there says, "Yisoyvevenhu." Shom sivavam v'hikifim ba'anani kovid v'sivavam b'tgolim v'sivavam b'tachtis ha'hor shekafu aleim kigigis. State that the kafalim akigigis is also, it's not a b'diavad, it's a chelik of the mile of Yisai v'verim. And then the pasuk continues, yivoyneneu zok Rashi, b'toyru v'dina, yitzrenu ki ishanenu. So you can say the taiches, Yisai v'venu is the shmira from the outside. When we go into the sukkah, the Yisai v'venu, the anani kovid, the protection. The kafalim harkagigas, yeah, that's a protection. When we're told what not to do and forcibly told, this is not how you should do things, or this is how you should do things. There's usually a reaction, by the way, no, I don't want to listen. No, that's a chelik of the maila of Yisoy Vivenu. Yisoy Vivenu, the shmir from the oilam achitsoini is the Yisoy Vivenu. And then Yivoyneneu, we can build our oilam panimi. That's the bechina of Tsei Midiras Keva, Veshev Bidiras Arai. That this pasuk, which is going on Sukkis, it's taka the two chalokim. Yisoy vevenu is the shmir from the oilam achitzoini, and then yivoyneneu is taka v'shev b'diras right. You can go into the sukkah. The pasuk says that they also the sforim say it goes on Sukkis. Smoiloi tachas l'roishi v'yeminoi tichabkeini. Smoil is the midas hadin of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Smoil. And then, Tachas L'Roishi, Rosh Hashanah, but then V'yeminoi Techapkeni, we get a hug, a chibuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the Sforim say that the same way the Aseres, Yemei Tshuva from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, but then there's 10 more days from Yom Kippur to going through Sukkot to Lashana Rabbah, is Asori Yomim of Tshuva Me'ava. Tshuva Me'ava, the Zedoinus Anas and Schuyos. That's why it says the Isha would be Mevareres Chitim by the Simchas Beis Hashoeva, Chitim could be read Chet Yam. Chet Yam, Chitim. The Lechem that you threw by Tashlich, you threw away the Avoinus. But now, Faker, it's Nepach L'Schuyos. You show you it back, because now it's Nepach L'Schuyos. That's also the Tarich. I heard that after Yom Kippur, Be'etzim, you have to go to Golis. Very nice that you did Tshuva Meira. Tshuva Meira is a Doinus Nasen Shgogos. When it's Bishkogas, you still need Golas. So we have to go into the Sukkah, we go into Golas. But then, so let's stay in the Sukkah. Why don't we stay here all year? Because after Sukkahs, when we go Dorcha Sukkahs, we go through the Mahapecha of Tshuva Me'ava. Once it's Tshuva Me'ava, it's Doinus Nasan Schuyos. You don't need the Golas anymore. You don't need the Golas of the Sukkah. So that Mahapecha happens on Sukkahs. And that Mahapecha also happens, we know it's Nirmaz in the Dalad Minim. The Esrig in the Torah is called Pre-Eitz Hadar. Pre-Eitz Hadar is Soifet Heves Yetzer. The Esrog represents the Yetzer Hara. Pre-Eitz Hadar, Soifet Heves Yetzer. Esrog is Rosh Teves. Al Tevi Eini Regel Gaiva. So the Esrog, which is the Yetzer, which is the Gaiva, the Taiva and the Chemda, the Targum says Meragig by the Chet Eitz Hadas. Nechmod, it says over there by the Eitz Hadas, it's Meragig. Lashon of Esrog, there's a Chemda. But we're Mahapach the Esrog. There's an Indian, we hold it upside down, it's Avada, so we shouldn't be Yoytze the Mitzvah before we make the Bracha. But there's an Indian that a person is supposed to be Mahapach the Yetzer, we turn it over and we do the Tshuva Me'ava. It's brought down in this forum that the Etzem on one hand, the Esrog represents the Tzaddik, but it's more than that, the Esrog represents the Baal Tshuva. The Esrog represents the Baal Tshuva. And because that's taka, the Leshem writes and others, that the shorish of the chet of Adam Rishon was on the spitz darga. Everything was given to him though on a platter of silver. He was given his madregas. He was created the Yitzir Kabbav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on such a high madrega. What happens here with the chet Eitz Hadas, and then what we're misaken with the Esrig, is that mokam shebal tshuva oimid, there's a bezundere darga. There's a bezundere darga taka of Esrig, of mahapach zayin, the Yetzer, Mahapach, the Esrog was the Lev, to Mahapach the Lev, to be Oymed, the Mokim Acher, to be an Ish Acher. This happens Ayidei Taka, the Mapecha of the Esrog, and Ayidei going into the Mokim Hashchino of the Sukkah. That gets us to that Darga of what? So I would be Messiah, the Mordechai of Gazach. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzoma Lecha Nafshi, Koma Lecha Besori, we have this Gevaldik Etshuka. Especially now with everything we're going through. The emes is if we put all the protis to get this aside, there's a tzoma lecho nafshi, koma lecho besori. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samach Gimel. Rashi says over there, koma lecho besori. What does koma mean? Koma alecha besari. It's a lashon of taiva. The ainoy dimyan b'mikra. So Pashat Rashi means in Hilchas Diktuk, in the Klolam of Diktuk, the word Kama Alecha Nafshi means Taiva, but we don't have any other place in the Mikra where this word Kama is used. But I heard a Pshat, no, it's Kama, we have a Taiva for the Rabbanu Shlom, Ve'einoy Dimyan B'mikra, this is a Taiva that we can't have anywhere else in the world. The Musag of the Tshuka, of Achas Sha'alti, that we want to have just a Shaychis with the Rabbanu Shlom, of Tzom Alecha Nafshi, Kama Alecha Besari, Einoy Dimyan, there's nowhere else where there's even a Dugma of such a thing. We should be Zoyche to take the days of Sukkis, of this man Simchasenu, with the Dalad Minim, to take and make this Ma'apecha, and make our Levavis Kuloi, to a Matzav of Tzom Alecha Nafshi, Kom Alecha Besari, to be totally surrounded by the Tzila Demnusa, and a Shaychas to the Rabbeinu Shloilam.